We'll call this meeting to order. Date's April 23rd. Present clearly is Senator Lincoln, Senator Ellis, and Senator Wagoner, the chair. First item before us is Senate Joint Resolution Number 14.
Senator Elton, not Ellis.
Elton, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Not that I wouldn't want his big bucks.
My mistake. I'm sorry about that. That's the first mistake I made in my life.
it's hard of hearing, you know.
Amy, you didn't hear that.
Is he making fun of us?
No, absolutely not. Just one of those Ellis Elton. Mr. Chairman, and distinguished members of the committee, thank you for this opportunity to go ahead and present Senate Joint Resolution 14, which has to deal with the Federal Aviation Administration Flight Service Stations. SJR 14 is a resolution requesting the FAA to fully staff and maintain its flight service stations in Alaska. As you well know, Alaska is a vast state that relies on air transportation for much of its commerce and connectivity. A substantial portion of the state of Alaska does not have any kind of road infrastructure to facilitate the transport of freight and the movement of people. Furthermore, the coastal and river communities in western, central, and northern Alaska lose their marine transportation alternative during 5 to 8 months of the winter due to ice conditions. These communities are so dependent on air transportation for travel, goods, and especially emergency services for a substantial part of that year. Furthermore, there is a large number of Alaskans that own and fly airplanes. Indeed, Alaska has the highest percentage of general aviation users per capita in the United States. General aviation users depend on FAA flight service stations to inform them of runway closures and conflicting runway traffic. FAA flight service stations are essential to the continued safety and dependability of Alaska's vital air transportation network. Both commercial and private pilots are totally reliant on the expertise and competence of FAA's flight service personnel. The state of Alaska has over 180 airports that depend on flight service stations for weather updates, runway conditions, and assistance for safe air travel. Therefore, I respectfully urge your support of this resolution, helping to ensure the safety of air travel in Alaska. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Let the record reflect that Senator Taylor has joined us. Questions of Senator Olson by the committee? Senator Taylor?
What do you think we might be able to do, Senator Olson, to encourage FAA to rather than constrict staffing or go to some private sector thing, as it appears they may be working towards, to expand some of that staffing? We used to have personnel who were authorized by FAA in each of my communities to provide on-site weather information for pilots, and you could literally call in to Wrangell or Petersburg, Ketchikan or Sitka, and you could actually talk to a human being, and you could have them look out the window and tell you whether or not they could see certain local landmarks. And if you had that information, you knew at that point what the weather was and what the ceilings were in particular in those communities. Today, because of FAA changes and their enchantment with technology, whether or not I can land or take off in Wrangell and Petersburg totally depends upon a little box that sits on a post out there in the airfield someplace. And if the rain is raining too hard or the wind is blowing a little bit and it causes a spray to bounce off the raindrops, the little machine believes that it's 0-0 fog. I've had that happen to me now twice, where a 737 pilot, where we could see the top of Horn Cliffs and almost the Devil's Thumb out of Petersburg, we sat there 2.5 hours. Because for him to take off, he would have to fill out all kinds of paperwork justifying the fact that he could see it because the little machine couldn't see it. And that and official twilight and a few other things caused Flight 65 that I'm relying upon, and 64 sometimes, but 65 normally southbound. It causes that one to overfly Wrangell or Petersburg because somebody decided it's official twilight and somebody else decided the machine can't see as well then, and therefore we can't land. I, I have a lot of frustration right now with the FAA, and I appreciate very much your bringing this resolution, but is there a possibility of getting back to more humans and less machines, or are we just stuck with going the other way?
Chairman, Senator Taylor, thank you, and that's an excellent question. Certainly, as you watch the history of flight service stations here in the state of Alaska, and those of us that are out there where the rubber hits the road and flying in some pretty inclement situations, obviously, we are very dependent on that person that's there. And for those of pilots that are, you know, just going, hanging on by the seat of your pants, you get your flaps down, you're running low on fuel, you're iced up, you're trying to get in. The most information that that communicator can give to me when I'm in those situations is the weather getting better or is it getting worse? And you have already pointed out, can you see such and such a landmark? So that I can anticipate, when I get to such and such a landmark, I should be able to see the runway. Otherwise, I've got to try and struggle out of there and make other arrangements to try and get, assume they can climb with the ice and conditions. And when you're, it's getting dark and those kind of things, and you're running out of options, you want somebody there instead of, as it is right now, where you're talking to a remote RCO, a remote communications outlet, you're bounced off to some place that's hundreds of miles away, and you ask them a question, and it takes them a while to answer because they're answering some other guy that's calling in from another part of the state, and by the time they get to you, you know, you're out there in some fairly concerning circumstances. But to go back and see what I've seen is that during my flying career, I've seen where you came through Canada, and they had flight service stations much like we had here in Alaska, and especially up in the high Arctic, you had these people that, you know, you were, and before GPS, you were firmly dependent on to make sure things like the NDB were working, that there wasn't indeed a signal coming out and that the wobbling needle wasn't a problem with your instruments. But in Canada, we've seen that the situation for FAA equivalent here in Alaska has gone to a privatization type of situation, a privatization arena where not only are you out there dealing with somebody that's a long ways away and never been to the RCO where you're trying to get into, but also you have to pay for those services as well. To answer your specific question, though, I do not see an answer, but it's a very concerning item when you've got the condensation that's, like you said, on the inside of that opaque area. They've got a condensate that's reading that as a fog when you could have clear stuff all the way around you. And because of that, it's expensive. The airplane flies over because he's against FAA regulations going around under those kind of circumstances. The people that are in the back, they're not overly thrilled about going all the way to Seattle because they're overflying, you know, something that's only a couple hundred miles away, and then, you know, you got the idea of trying to get back and whatever else. So I don't have an answer for your question. All I'm trying to do is trying to stop how the tide and the momentum that has already started by this joint resolution, so that indeed we do have a human voice out there that says, you know, things are not looking good here. If you got another option, I'd exercise at this point because I've got freezing rain on my windshield, on my window of the building. And so, you know, then you get the idea that you aren't committed to anything. You have more options, and flight safety or the safety of the flying public certainly is enhanced by a person that's there.
Further questions? Senator Taylor?
Do we have other witnesses?
I don't think we have any online.
I move the resolution individually.
Any objections? Hearing none.
What's next?
Meeting's adjourned.